We're holding the bottom of the Nehem and Aleph. We're in the middle trying to find the raya to yesterday's Ibaya. If Shesh is asked, if a guy was mezana with a behema, and so over there, the Mishnah spoke about that we kill the animal. If a yid does znus with the animal, we kill the animal. Now, why do we kill the animal? So the Mishnah said two reasons. The first reason was because a takala happened through it. Bad came out through it. Tu'eva came out through it in the world. Even though animal has no kavana, but bad came out to it. The second reason was because the behemoth is going to be walking in the street and everyone's going to say, oh, this person, Reuven, got killed because this animal, he does nuts with this animal. So embarrassing the person. So there's two reasons. There's a takala, which means he did bad, and there's a klein, which means embarrassment is going to come out to the person. So now, the question is, if you only have one, Shesha said, if a guy was mezana with a behema, so over there, there's takala in the world, there's bad in the world, because there was nus, there was te'eva done, but there's no embarrassment for a guy, not so embarrassing. So therefore, so the question is, do I need both, or one is enough of a reason to kill the animal? So the question in the Gemara is, do I kill the animal when a guy is mezana with Ibrahim?
What's the makar for the fish that a takala came to the world? Every time something that anything that brings upon an avert, somebody has
it's
to.
It's worse when it's a waiver.
No, I'm just asking, is there a makar to that you have to be oikarit?
People are walking around.
Well, right. Te'eva, it's called te'eva. So, I mean, we get rid of te'evas. We can't have te'evas. Te'evas is the worst thing. We said, what did we say? Shabbos or Friday? We said that that's why people make machar of Vigdamilla. That when it was legalized Mishkav Zacha, they went down to Trenton. What they do is te'eva in the world. It's not a joke.
Why is the question in the Mishnah that it says two reasons that you need both? Right? You don't always need both reasons. It's two different stories.
Okay, so we're going to get there. Since we didn't start yet, I was just saying over the Mishnah. So there's two reasons. Either else.
Oh, we said that yesterday.
So we're going to get there. Now that's going to be today's.
Why were we not Dashin time to cross except Rav Shimon? How come over here with Dashin? We have Sukkim that say we have to deal with the So why over here with Dashin?
Okay, Frank's good. Sometimes we see with that Shimon. Shimon's always.
Yeah, yeah, but if it's set in the time.
Yeah, it seems like Shimon looks good. Yeah, so the question is, again, so when a guy is mezana with a behemoth, are we going to kill the animal? Because really, there's no embarrassment for the person, but there's the eva in the world through this animal. Zok Dimara, Tashma. We learned now, Mishnah, two lines from the bottom, Nehem Dalf. Tashma, Dover Acha, the Mishnah said, the second reason was, Shalai Tehei, behemoth, Ivez, Beshuk. The animal shouldn't be walking in the street. And I should say, Zuhi Shaniska Plani Ayada. This is the reason why. So it's embarrassing for the person that he has an animal walking in the street and everyone's saying something on him. My love. So now the Gemara's Medayik Medesefa, it's this reason, this is the second reason, Takala V'Klein. This reason, Rashi explains, is both. There's Takala and there's Klein. That means, because it's more Mayer than it should be. V'yayimu Zu, that's the embarrassment in the Lashon. And V'shaniskal, that's the Takala of the Aveya that came out of it. So this Mishnah itself, this reason in the Mishnah is two reasons. It's Takala and Klein.
Why didn't the Gemara learn them in the beginning?
No. We don't know anything yet. We learned not like that, because that's how we touch the Mishnah.
Right.
But when you see but the Gemara is explaining now that the second case in the Mishnah, the Davar Acha in the Mishnah, is both reasons. Takala and Klein.
So that's repeating the first case.
So let's talk to the Gemara. My love, mid the Sefer Takala and Klein. Reisha, the first case, is Takala Balaiklan. Just the fact that Takala came to the world, Te'eva came to the world, even without embarrassment. Vehechadami, where do you have a case that is Takala in the world but is not getting embarrassed? It's a guy on a behema. So here you see that from the Mishnah you see itself that the first case in the Mishnah was. What?
What does it say?
We want to know. We want to know if a guy adulteries. What's it called? Mizana with a man. No, It doesn't say anywhere about this. So just the ratio, the Mishnah talks, says the first reason was.
The Mishnah started. Sam, a general question.
Question.
Now that we have behemoths that are involved in Znus, what do we do with them?
Right. What did they do wrong? Why are we killing them?
Right. It's a general question.
So the Mishnah answers.
The reason.
The first reason was one of them, Takala or whatever. And the second reason, we're saying, is both. So now the first reason, you see that a Takala, without a client, you kill the animal. So what's that case? That's a case of overcome Abba Behema.
So we're splitting up that, and the Mishnah is explaining why, but the Mishnah is explaining for different cases of...
Exactly. Oh, okay, that's a nice deal. Okay. So the Gemara, look, Seifa Takala V'Klein. In the Seifa, you're right, there's two things. Reisha, HaKamash Malon, the Reisha, this was come to teach you, Da'afila Kloin B'Loi Takala. You're right, it's teaching you one, but maybe just teaching you the embarrassment without takala, nami mechayvi. How do you have that someone's getting embarrassed and there's no takala? Veichadami, Yisrael haba behema b'shagig. If a yid was mezana with a behema by mistake.
So the bazillion is there.
No.
He didn't know that it's
awesome. Why should it be awesome?
There's no skill, that's why there's no takala.
So there's no...
No, there's no te'eva, because he didn't know.
Yeah, but he still has a color. The guy was mezana with...
No, there's no skill. There's no. It's a shagig. Shagig takala doesn't come out.
What? He killed somebody. He didn't know it was also to kill somebody. You can't say
can't
that.
Can't kill him.
I'm saying, but his mindset killing somebody is in itself.
Oh.
So
he's asking what you're asking. He's saying bad came out. The guy got killed. Over also, you tell me he didn't know. Okay, but znus came out.
Okay, but then you go back. You can ask that on the whole shak of tara the gemara then. Back earlier also.
Is this not a mindset that he should have like?
I'm saying, you're right, you need to bring a carbon. Oh, he's saying very good. Right? Many times you think about it, like shagig on Shabbos. You do malachas, you know how many times you could be doing malachas, but you have no idea. You have no idea that you're doing it, and the ma'aseh, you bring a carbon. See, you have to say the pshat is that te'eva means it's also to do. You're right. Balabatish, you would say, like, I don't know, you would say like you, because te'eva means that a man and a behemoth got together. We don't care what the intention of the man was. It was a metzias. A man and an animal got together. Here's even the Gemara. It's not what came out. It's the mice of how he did it, how he applied.
To kill the behemoth for unless it was the real beer takala is you don't have.
No, but he's
done.
Asking that.
But this kasha was back earlier also.
Yeah. He wasn't here yesterday. This guy. Yeah. The takala should be that the fact that he's asking good. He's saying te'eva is a metzias, not so much your intention. Yeah, anyways. Yeah. Takala is intention.
I won't defend myself.
Yeah. Takala is intention, right? He's saying takala is a reason, is it has to do with the person also.
Physical metzias of what occurred.
More than just
that's the kasha.
That's his kasha.
Right.
Good kasha. Zog di ma'avaita.
No, but you see from this that when somebody's intentions are not negative...
So it's not so bad.
It's a different...
It's,
you know,
it's a whole right. Different mindset.
If you're playing with Play-Doh on Shabbos, right? Yeah, you're kneading right. But is that a tape? Is that something...
Chilul Shabbos.
That's not killing. It's not tape. It's just trying to play with Play-Doh, right?
Yeah.
So I'm saying, this an animal. Where did he grow up?
You got the wrong idea on Malachi Shabbos. Malachi Shabbos is because the Torah asked it, not because you're doing real work.
So we'll bring a raya from the Reish to Mishnah to a different case. The boy of Nana. Yisrael Abal Behemah B'Shagig Mal. A yid that is Mizana with a behemah by mistake. Takala V'Klein B'Inon. Do you need both to kill the animal? V'Halcha Klein Nikad is embarrassment with Takala Laka because it's a Shagig. Nothing bad came out of Dilma. Klein up Bishain Takala. So we don't have any raya. Zok to Gemara.
Why do we need two places? Both by yourself. We know Klein without Takala.
We know one. We don't know which one. So now we're jumping to maybe.
Why do we need one with both? Once we know one.
Oh, why do we need the safe? Oh, that's good cash. You should know because of that cash. Zok to Gemara. I'm
happy. Why?
Once we know the ratio, why do we need the safe?
Why do we need to come up with two reasons?
Why do we need the Dabarach? We learned in the Brayse. It's a lot of you said this in this Brayse. Bash Shalosh Shana V'Yamecha. The girl that's over 3 years and 1 day. Miskadeshes Bebiya. What happens? someone did Kedushin with Biyah to this little child, Nebuch. So the Kedushin works. Now, obviously, it's talking about that the father said that Reuven is Mekudeshes to my daughter. So, because the father has Bailus on her, she has no Das. So the father has Bailus on her. So the father says that Reuven's Mekudeshes.
No, he could be Mekadesh. So yeah. Only a man could be Mekadesh, not a woman.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. The father gives her over. So now, so the father lets that person should do it, so it works. The Imbola Yavam, if let's say this girl was already married, she got married when she was two. No, she got married when she was three. And she married a person, and that person died. So the brothers, they didn't have any children, obviously. So the brothers went ahead and one brother did marry this girl. So that's Yibam. So Kana, he's Kainer. If someone else is Mizana with her and she was married to someone already, and the time in Mishkav Tachtim Kalyan. The halacha is like this.
What
are
we talking after the first one?
Here, this one, the Matamas
Bayala? Between the Chalitza or the Yibam?
Yeah, yeah. No. She was married to someone, that guy died, and now the brother married her.
When did this happen? When did also?
No, we're just saying halacha.
After she married the second guy.
No, every case is a different case. Nothing happened after. We're saying that how much it is, once a girl's 3 years old, all these dinim apply. Now, Matame is Bayala. Let's say she was a Nida. How is that possible?
A 3 year old. Even a 1 year old could be a Nida.
Tinnike Mecha could be a Nida. Can you imagine?
Yoim
Echad. 1 day years old could be a Nida. We don't have the Matzias today.
The Matzias changed, right?
Matzias changed, yeah.
The Mar doesn't say it happened all the time.
But I don't think they have any such story. Okay, yeah. So what happens? If let's say let's say her husband, who married her when she was three, and he went ahead and he was mezana, he was bayal her anida. So the halacha is the husband can be metame also. Nida is from the worst tumas. What happens by nida? Nida, if she sits on a mattress, all mattresses underneath her, even though she's not touching it, become tame. That's when she sits on it. Another thing is anything on top of her. She has 10 clothing on top of her. It's not touching her body. They all become tame. So too, the Baal that did Bia while she was in Nida, he also is metame with all these halachas. Okay, Nida is from the worst. That's why, really, it's a remark that says Nida shouldn't walk in the shul. Nida gives off tame. Right?
Did that Matthias change today?
No.
No, meaning we're not noyag, obviously, that way.
Some people are people that are noyag. Yeah. But most of us are not married. Simchas Torah for sure, because then the Sefer Torah is out.
So they go to the section.
Doesn't matter.
Tumas Meis is worse. Tumas Zav is worse.
Yeah.
And we don't say a man can't come to the shul because he's a Zav.
Right, but it has a special thing by ladies. But anyways, the Meis, we're not married today. Yeah.
But his tummy is equivalent to hers at this point.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, that means since he was once she's 3 years old already and she's Anida, and he was Bayal Anida, then yeah.
That is Zav that goes chutz for machana. He has to go out at least one machana. Anida doesn't.
Yeah. So the Mavaita, Nis is the Kayan. She's allowed to marry to a Kayan. Aichelas b'truma, and if she's married a Kayan, she can eat truma. Ba'ala echad min apsulin. Pasul merkun if someone which. No, we're saying everything's chal. All kedushin's chal. Ba'al echad min apsulin. If one of the possible people marry her, was mezana to her, sorry, pasul mekahuna. Now she can be pasul mekahuna from life. The guy chalal nasan al manzah pasul. In ba'al echad mikol arayis amuris b'taya. If anyone that's from the arayis that amuris b'taya was mezana with her, mumsin ayada, they get killed for being mezana with her. V'hi p'tur echad mikol. She's part Echad Mikal Arayis because she's a cotton. Echad Mikal Arayis, one of the Arayis, Vafila Behema, that got killed, that's Mizana with her, even a Behema. So now, a Behema that's Mizana with this Ketana is going to get killed. there's embarrassing, but takala lekra, there's no takala. How do you know there's no takala? Because she's not a basayinshin. She's b'chlal ha-shaygik. So here we have that embarrassing it is, that people are going to walk around and say, this behemah is walking around, and she was mezana with this behemah. Takala, there's no. Because you're not, because she's like, she has done like a shaygik. V'ktani, and we see mumsin ayada. We kill the animal.
But maybe so she has all the ingredients, but adds him to be a takala.
That's me.
Why is it a takala?
Why is it not takala? Because it's like a shaygik. Because since she's so...
3 years old?
Yeah.
The katana is always a shaygik.
Well, obviously
a
shaygik.
It's like a shaygik.
Whatever, she's obviously unintentional.
She can be amazed. No, she's amazed, but has a din like a shaygik. Because she doesn't get punished. So obviously has a din somewhat like a shaygik. She's a katana. She's 3 years old. She's
potentially three.
With a behema, and she's three.
This is anybody from three. We could have picked a 10-year-old for the same.
Yeah, from 3 till 12.
No, but the Mishnah started saying Shalosh Shanim and above.
Shalosh Shanim and above.
Right. Yeah. The weird case of Korach, I'm saying Benes, Benes and for ancient means also for Misa? No, that's only for
Shema. So what do we have here? So Zakta Gemara. So here we have a case. Here we have a raya from a Braisa that when there's cloying and there's no takala, we kill the animal. So the man, no, like Moshe was saying, keeping the mezidai, she's amazed. She just doesn't get punished for it. Takala nami ikka, there's both. It's klein and it's takala. Just what? Rechmanu the chas Allah. The Torah had rechmanus on her because she's so young. Allah di dochas, on her we had rechmanus. Abaheim alai chas, but on the animal, we don't have rechmanus, we don't care so much about the animal, so we'll kill the animal.
The mission says because she got nisko, but that's the last one, the mission is the
yeah, okay. Here we're not talking about the Mishnah. Oh, you mean that's one of the reasons.
The coin you have regardless.
Yeah, coin we have anyway.
We're assuming you have anyways. Right. The Shaila's only there.
Yeah, so the one wasn't Skila.
Right.
Skila itself, it's more than that. What came out? This is my right. I'm going to go. Toshma ben Tesha Shana Biyamech. Now we're talking about a boy, not a girl. A boy that's 9 years old and above. Haba Yevimtai, if he did Bia with the Yevimtai, his brother died. And now he's marrying his brother's wife. Kana, he's Kana. They ain't a nice and get, but he can't give a get. If he wants to get rid of her, he can't give a get. Actually, Yagda until he turns 13. If he was boil her while she was in Ida, then even though he's only 9, he gets tame. Like we said before, Mishkiv Tachtan, the mattress is underneath him. Kaelya, the one's on top of him. Paisel, he passels her from, let's say she's a. Whatever it is, he passes her from Chuma. If he's one of the Psulim, Veine Machel, if he's a Kayan, he can't.
She
doesn't.
Means he can't marry a Kayan.
Yeah. Veine Machel, and he can't.
That she can't eat Chuma because she married him.
No, Veine Machel, that's what it means. Veine Machel, he can't. She can't eat Chuma if he married him. Why not? ISB is a Bia. Because Kenya Kaspa, it can't be Kenya Kaspa until he's 13. The same way like a Metziah of a cotton. You can't take because it's not his. Whatever. Yeah. Paisel as a behema. His bia passes the animal. You can't bring the animal for the mizbech. What does that mean? It means there was only one eighth.
All the other cases.
What? Paisel as a mizbech?
Yeah, not the
other. And we said most of it. Paisel as a behema. What? Oh, the Mishnah, we weren't.
Why didn't
it end in other places? Oh, okay. This is okay. Paisel as a behema. He. Kapasel, if he does bia, if he does mezana with a behema, he passes the behema on the mizbech. It's talking about if there's only one aid. There aren't two aidim, so we don't kill the animal, but we can't bring the animal for the mizbech. V'niskelis ayada, if there are two aidim, we kill the animal. V'imbaalachas mikal arayis amuz b'tayra, if he was mezana with any of the arayis, mumsin ayada, you kill the other person. Zakti Gemara, what's this case? V'acha klein ikka, there is embarrassment. But takala leka, there's embarrassment, but no takala. So here you have Viktani Niskal Sayada. So you see that we kill the person, the animal, even though there's embarrassment, but there's no takala. Why there's no takala? Because he's a cop. There's embarrassment because the embarrassment came out.
Why don't we kill the animal just in case and make it mixed up with another animal to be brought as a carbon? Why don't we kill it just to make sure that never happens?
You're making Luke Zeros?
Yeah, you kill a person.
You're a Tana?
No! No, what was it? No, he did not kill a person. He's saying kill
the animal. Or someone might eat the animal.
You're a ball movie.
You don't kill the animal. So no one comes to eat it either. I'm just saying.
Boy, you're Tana. You make your own Zeros.
He's tough. Sagt die Gemara, Kivan de Mezid, du, Takala Nami Ika. Since he's a Mezid, sagt die Gemara, no, over here there's also a Takala. Rachmanu de Chasala. The Torah just had Rachmanis on the cotton. The day, Aleh, the day of the Chas, and the cotton will have Rachmanis. Rachman Abahem, Aleh Chas, Rachman. On the animal, the Torah didn't have Rachmanis. So we still were stuck without any rights.
And we said earlier that Mumsin al Yadar, if he would be under nine, then the person that he was Mzana with wouldn't get killed?
No, it's not a beer.
It's not a beer.
So let's look for another ayah. The second part of the mission, it says, the animal shouldn't be going in the street. And everyone's going to say, Zuish and Iska Plani Al Yada. So this is what we started off earlier. My love, the sefer, the sefer, the color of a client. So the sefer is both. The second part of the mission is, the color of a client, Reisha, Kalim, Belay, Takala. This Mashaykh in the Reisha is embarrassment without a Takala. Ve'echadam, we have such a case. Yisrael Abal Behemim B'Shaykh. Yisrael, that was Mizana Behemim B'Shaykh. Ve'demallah, Seifa, Takala V'Klein. You're right. But Reisha, Takala B'Loy Klein. It's talking about Takala. What's that? Ve'echadam, Yavik Chavim, Abal Behemim, Kibayim, Ne'em Rav Sheshes. Maybe it's not right to Rav Nunes case, it's Rav Sheshes case. So you're going to go this way, we'll take you this way. You go the other way, we'll take you the other way. So we don't know what the Reisha is. The Reisha we know is only one and not two. Not Takala V'Klein. It's either Takala without Klein. Or Klein without Takala. So since it's one or the other, we can't be Uriah, not the case of a guy that was Mizana with a Behema, where there is Takala without embarrassment, and not the case where Yid was Mizana to Behema B'Shaygig.
So why we killed him with the Behema outside?
So, yeah, no, scream at him. Cool, give him.
No, why
make new Gzeris.
I'm not making new Gzeris. You kill it on Suffolk because you have a Chiyuv to kill it, baby. Over here is talking about there's a chiyuv, there's for sure one chiyuv to kill. So Misafik, why don't you do, you have a chiyuv? Safik to rise to chorma.
Safik
to
rise.
Safik to rise, you're chayuv to kill it.
Mishnah should say
Takala,
and then should say what happens if you don't have both.
Yeah, that was a little bit his kash. Okay, let's just do the Mishnah because tomorrow's Mishnah.
What's the tzad? Yeah. The Gemara doesn't have a tzad, but maybe say that no, the first case and the second case is not both?
No.
So funny,
we
right?
Lit like
right.
That. Yeah. It's not the Mishnah.
Tomorrow's
what? Hamigadev, Einoi Chai, Vachifaz is Hashem. If you curse Hashem, you need to say Hashem's name. Now, very interesting. Rashi says, normally you would say, what does that mean? It means don't say Bekinu. And that's how the Yad Rama learns. Don't say, you have to say Yud Kei Vavke, and don't say Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. It has to be the shame itself. Rashi learns, no. If you heard the shame from someone else, then don't, and you will mekalel on that person saying the shame, that doesn't work. It means you have to say it straight out. What's Rashi coming to do? Why did Rashi learn the Yad Rama, which is Pashut? Rashi probably is saying more than that. Even when you heard the shame from someone else, so over here the shame is in the world, and you have Shemei Ka'ayna, all the dinim, still, there has to be mechadish that you don't say, and that's mechadish.
Maybe we're actually saying, even if you said, word said, maybe someone else says, someone else
says
it still works.
No, it doesn't. You have to do it.
Right.
Even if someone else said, Yud Kei Vav Kei, maybe no, we don't know. Yeah, we don't know. Okay. So again, so you have to say, the guy has to say Hashem's name clear. So the Edom come and say over the story. So what, we're not going to tell them to say Hashem's name. So what do they say? They say like, Yaisi. This is what he said. Nigma Adin. But once the din is finalized, we can't trust the Edom. We can't have the Edom just saying the whole time the kinu. We send everyone out of the bezin. We ask the first aid. Okay, let me hear exactly what you said. What he said. And then he says Hashem's name. And he repeats exactly what this person said. And the Yanim stand on their feet. They stand up. And their eyes clear because they're hearing someone be mechalas Hashem. Ma'achin means, we'll get to the Mitzvah cotton. We learn a lot about the Peshiva that you can't sew it up. There's certain different types of avelis. Something which is so chamer, we don't sew up. And
it's at least as chamer as an av.
Yeah, like a father. A father, you don't sew up. Vasheni Yayme, the second aid says, we don't tell him to say over the same thing again. He just says, Afani Kamayu. I heard the same thing. Vasheni Afani Kamayu. The third person says, Afani Kamayu, not to mention Hashem's name again. So one second.
Yeah. You don't have to run from the valley. You're saying a story.
Doesn't matter.